Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 18, question 49. What benefit do we receive from Christ's ascension into heaven? First, that he is our advocate in the presence of his Father in heaven. Secondly, that we have our flesh in heaven as a sure pledge that he, as the head, will also take us, his members, up to himself. Thirdly, that he sends us his Spirit as an earnest, by whose power we seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God, and not things on earth. And then question 50, why is it added, and sitteth at the right hand of God? Because Christ ascended into heaven for this end, that he might there appear as the head of his church, by whom the Father governs all things. One of the advantages of a catechism, a document such as the Heidelberg Catechism that we use, is that it really does help you and, in a sense, almost constrain you to think about things that you might otherwise not think about. It's not very often in the course of day-to-day life that we ask ourselves, what benefit do we receive from Christ's ascension into heaven? Now, we should ask that question. It's a great question, and it's good to ask that question with regard to all of the doctrines of the faith. And the Catechism gives a detailed answer to that, too detailed to explain in depth this morning. But let me call your attention just to the third benefit that we receive from Christ's ascension into heaven, which is that he sends us his Spirit as an earnest. That, of course, is drawn directly from Scripture. For instance, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 5 says, now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. And it's an image drawn from the language of real estate purchases. There's earnest money that you pay, a down payment, so that people know you're really serious about making this major purchase, about acquiring this property. Because Christ has ascended into heaven, he sent us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit functions as an earnest, as a guarantee, as a down payment. It shows us that God is committed to following through and giving to us every one of the blessings that Christ has accomplished and purchased for us. We have some of them in some measure now, but we don't have any of them in the full measure of enjoyment that we will have. But we know that that is coming because Christ ascended into heaven and gave us the Holy Spirit as an earnest. Amen.